This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 29th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today in Israel, the weather is pleasantly warm with clear skies across most of the country. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright day, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Over in Jerusalem, sunshine prevails, while Haifa enjoys mild breezes, a lovely day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, JNS reports that the IDF chief praises the Lebanon deal, yet maintains Israel is ready to resume conflict with Hezbollah and Iran. Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir emphasized Israel's commitment to the agreement's success. Also, the Times of Israel notes, the IDF warns Hamas is preparing to restart hostilities as a U.S. peace plan struggles. The terror group is reportedly recruiting and training its elite forces. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights the Israel-Lebanon framework facing challenges as Hezbollah rejects a disarmament deal. Lebanon's ability to enforce authority remains uncertain. Separately, Ynet reports Azerbaijan condemns Israel's recognition of the Armenian genocide, calling it a distortion of truth. This follows deepening ties between the two nations. And finally, Axios reveals behind-the-scenes tensions that led to the Israel-Lebanon deal. Shared concerns over Iran played a crucial role in the negotiations. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English reports just minutes ago on exclusive experiments by the Houthis to improve their missile systems. Israel Hayom English, posting moments ago, discusses Israel's plans to bolster its eastern front against Iran vulnerabilities. IL Red Alert notes that Netanyahu's corruption trial faces scheduling difficulties, with the current four-day hearing schedule already straining both sides. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF chief's remarks. According to JNS, Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir expressed confidence in the recently brokered Lebanon deal. He also underscored Israel's readiness to counter Hezbollah and Iran if necessary. This highlights ongoing regional tensions and the delicate balance Israel must maintain. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, Hamas is reportedly gearing up for potential conflict as the U.S. peace plan shows little progress. The terror group's recruitment and training efforts signal a possible escalation. This development raises concerns about stability and security in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post discusses the challenges facing the Israel-Lebanon framework. Hezbollah's rejection of disarmament poses a significant hurdle for the agreement's implementation. Lebanon's ability to enforce control in the south is a key factor in the coming days. In a related development, Ynet reports Azerbaijan's strong reaction to Israel recognizing the Armenian genocide. The foreign ministry's condemnation reflects diplomatic tensions despite otherwise positive bilateral relations. This incident could impact future cooperation between Israel and Azerbaijan. Finally, Axios provides a behind-the-scenes look at the Israel-Lebanon deal. Shared fears regarding Iran drove 4 days of tense negotiations. This underscores the complex dynamics at play in regional diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a dispute over the defense budget between the IDF and the Treasury. The Treasury accuses the army of budget mismanagement, although funds may still be released. Separately, CTEC highlights a budget deadlock that might freeze interceptor missile orders from Rafael and Israel Aerospace Industries. This could disrupt air defense capabilities and production. And finally, Globes reveals Migdal's acquisition of the Gindi family's stake in the Kenyan Hazahav Mall in Rishon LeZion. This move marks a significant development in the local real estate market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.